This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, I am discussing negative keywords within Google Ads. So what they are, how to use them, and why they're really, really important if you are running Google Ads campaigns. Enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. This week we're talking about Google Ads, but specifically we're going to talk about negative keywords. So what are negative keywords, why you need to be using them, and how they can help you drive down your cost per conversion, your cost per lead or your cost per sale. So when you are building your Google Ads campaign, you're going to pick the keywords that you feel are appropriate for your business, the ones that you want to be at the top of Google for. But I'm going to use our own agency here as an example. If we're running a Google Ad campaign, and let's say we're going after the term digital marketing agency, and we have that in Google Ads as a broad match modifier term, which basically means that anytime those three keywords are used in a search, we're going to show up at the top of Google through the Google Ads platform. Now, that all sounds great, but what you're going to find is that you're going to get a lot of traffic that actually isn't that relevant to what you're doing. So in that instance, we might be looking for new clients who are looking for a digital marketing agency. But for example, our ad would also appear if somebody searched digital marketing agency jobs or digital marketing agency courses or digital marketing agency careers. So what you can do then is create negative keyword lists of the keywords that anytime they are used in your campaign, your ad won't show. So what this does is allows you to really kind of tailor your campaign to exactly the phrases that you want to appear for. Because obviously, if we're looking, in our case, we'll say if we're running a campaign to attract new clients and somebody's looking for maybe courses, we don't want to appear for those search terms, because if somebody ends up clicking on the ad, Google works on a cost per click basis. That's going to cost us money, and it's someone who would not be our customer. So it makes a lot of sense to use negative keywords to filter out the traffic that it doesn't really have buyer intent or isn't highly related to what you're offering. So that's basically how they work. I suppose the big thing with them is that you may not know all the negative keywords straight away once you build your campaign. So you can go into Google Ads and put out the search terms report, and you'll be able to see all the search terms that people have searched within your campaign. And when you go through that, I almost guarantee you are going to find so many terms that are not highly related to what you're selling. So there's going to be terms in there that are just, you know, those searched people who search those terms, they aren't going to be your customer. So those clicks are costing you money. So you need to be able to, a way to be able to filter them out, and negative keywords are a great way to be able to do this. And ultimately, what negative keywords do is they drive down your cost per lead or your cost per conversion, your cost per sale, because you're going to get less traffic. It's going to be higher quality traffic, and you're going to end up with more conversions. Thanks for listening. That's this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't subscribed yet, please jump into your Apple Podcasts, your Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, and just make sure to follow and subscribe. Also, if you'd like to leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, I'd absolutely love for you to do that. We put out an episode every single week, all with digital marketing tips, case studies, ways to build your business with digital marketing. Also, if you are interested in bringing your own business online or looking at scaling your business, we'd love to chat with you here at Click. You can visit us online at cliq.ie.